You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
And this ball game has come to an end. The Cardinals have been shut out for the 12th time this season. And they've been shut out in back-to-back games. Last night, Miami won it 5-0. Tonight, 2-0.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you.
Matt Pauly, our guy, Sports Open Line is coming up. Well, actually, yeah, tonight we'll have a full Sports Open Line. There's a Redbird rush hour prior to that at 5 o'clock, and it's perfect timing because the trade deadline is at 5 o'clock. And even before that, Matt Pauly this afternoon will be delivering hourly updates on baseball's trade deadline because it comes up. We are, 7 hours away from it, just a little under 7 hours away from that. Cardinals have done things already. We'll find out what's coming next. Matt Pauly, what's going on, my friend?
Not much, just trying to keep up with everything. Things are popping.
Matt, I was going to ask you, is trade deadline to you what storm mode is to the meteorologists?
Oh, that's good. No.
Oh, come like, on.
It isn't.
So, I'll
lie. You know, let's make this a bigger deal than it is. Yeah, absolutely.
It's
you know,
called content, I'm the, Matt.
Yeah, dude.
Just you know, Michael Calhoun gets so excited when it comes to severe weather in the afternoon. That's me right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. That's what I picture. Like you, okay. You've got 5 different screens. You're in one of those spinning chairs, and you're just like looking at all the screens.
We build it up. We're gonna talk trade deadline coming up at 5 o'clock. Matt Pauly to give us the latest. Matt, you must love the trade deadline. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I bet cares. Michael Calhoun trade likes deadline. Storms more than I like the trade deadline.
Yeah, nobody cares about the trade deadline.
So this is, I do like the trade deadline. Yesterday was kind of an empty day at the ballpark. I think that's why I'm feeling this way, because when you're covering a team that is selling, this is kind of the day where it's like, okay, I guess it's not going to happen this year. And for a guy like Ryan Helsley to get moved yesterday, somebody who's been a really, really, really good Cardinal. Like, it's not that the Cardinals did the right thing. They should be trading Ryan Helsley, and they should trade everybody that they can today. So it's not, in no way, shape, or form is it a criticism of them, but it's just kind of as somebody who likes to watch the Cardinals win baseball games, it's just kind of a sort of day.
Well, it's disappointing because what it makes you think of is what they could be right now as an organization, and they're not there. Because you think about what they were, it wasn't that long ago they were in a World Series. I mean, maybe, I don't know, I guess we're over 10 years ago. So it's starting to get it's been a little long, but they have been competitive more recently, and now they're just not. So it's a reminder of where they aren't. So that's the disappointment of a day like today.
Yeah, 2022, there were people who thought that this team could win the World Series. And who knows? Maybe they win that series against the Phillies. Who knows what ends up happening? So that's not that long ago. Now, the team looks very different. There was obviously a few guys on that team that are not not around now and might be, you know, headed to Cooperstown. But yeah, that's the, again, and the fact that the team played so well earlier this year where it felt like they were going to have an opportunity to maybe be a playoff club this year. I am curious though. Like, I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig here. I'm really not. Things could turn in a bad direction here. The most recent tweet that I saw from Bob Nightingale is that the Cardinals are open for business, and Lars Nootbaar and Alec Burleson and everybody is being talked about. So this thing might get stripped down even more than I was expecting it to do when I went to bed last night. But I am curious what it's going to look like here moving forward with some younger players getting an opportunity. Like, relief pitching is, and admittedly, I'm a guy who like falls in love with relief pitchers. I always see the best in relief pitchers. But I am mildly excited about the notion of being able to see more of Matt Svaundsen and more of Andre Granillo and more of Riley O'Brien and getting the opportunity to see these guys in larger roles. And I think they can have some success. So I don't know how much of a drop-off it's going to be, but it would be disingenuous to not say that it's going to be some level of a drop-off.
Matt, the Cardinals obviously traded their longest tenured player in Ryan Helsley. They traded Steven Matz to the Red Sox. What do you make of what they got in return? Any hope in some of those young guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not the guy who's going to break down prospects, but I can tell you that from an industry standpoint, everybody is saying that the Cardinals did well. One of the players that they got back in the Helsley deal was, according to Baseball America, a top 100 prospect when the season got started, has since fallen out of the top 100, but 3 months ago, a top 100 prospect. Top 100 prospects don't get moved at the deadline very often, especially for rentals. So I think they did well. Now, I would remind that there was some pushback yesterday after the deal got done. There was a pushback on two things. The first thing was that the centerpiece of that deal is a shortstop. I would remind people that doesn't matter. The kid's 20 years old. All that tells you is he's athletic. So that's why he's a shortstop. A lot of people think he projects more as a third baseman. You don't need to be worried about what position a player is playing right now when he's 20 years old. That's likely to change. Generally, just the most athletic guys are shortstops at that age, and you kind of move on from there. The other thing, and I get this frustration, these guys might be 2, 3, 4 years away, and I think it is a reminder that what the Cardinals are trying to do, and Oliver Marmol had a fantastic answer when talking to the Gas House Gang earlier this week, and he was talking about the long-term goals for this organization and how they want to be a team that goes out and they're ready to win on an every single night basis, and they feel like they can, you know, really legitimately contending for championships and not being in the middle like they're in right now. Well, that's a process. That's not something that can be done next year. Could they go do some things in the offseason this year to once again be in the area where maybe they can sneak into the playoffs next year? Yeah, that's a possibility, and maybe they do that. But the bigger thing right now is this organization trying to put themselves into a position where they can legitimately be contending for world championships on an every single year basis, and that's going to take some time. So that's part of why I think some of these players that the Cardinals got yesterday and probably get today are players that are part of more of a long-term plan, and no, they are not going to be around to help the 2026 Cardinals.
So we had, when we pushed out the podcast of Tuesday's Gas House, I believe we put up the quote that you mentioned from Ollie, where he's talking about what he wants to be. You know, this team should be, you know, kicking everybody's butt instead, right? And I don't remember the exact words he used, but there was one response, and it was, it's funny that he thinks he's going to be a part of this next year. And I responded to that guy, and I said, he should be, because I think he should. And I know there are people who believe they should move on from him. For some reason, that really offends me. It offends me that people think he's the problem with this team and the reason they're not winning. And I don't understand. I guess I do. But it's still difficult to accept that people have such a tough time understanding. It's about the roster. It's the roster. It's the roster. It isn't the manager. Why do people have such a difficult time with that concept?
I don't know. It is frustrating because there are numbers that show how good of a manager Oliver Marmol is. Yeah, they have a negative run differential right now, and before yesterday's game, they were still above 500. I believe the only team in baseball with a negative run differential above 500. That was the case for them last year as well. By all metrics, Oliver Marmol is getting the most out of this roster. There is a talent deficit comparing the Cardinals to other teams.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I don't know what's going to happen next year. Hein Bloom's going to have the opportunity to make a decision on a manager. I don't think it's 100% guaranteed that Oliver Marmol is the Cardinals manager next year, but it certainly sounds like he's having conversations about what the future looks like, so that makes me feel like he's likely to still be around next year. I'm hopeful that he's still going to be around next year. I would like to see Oliver Marmol manage this team and see what it looks like in the Hein Bloom era, because I have to think that Hein and Ollie are pretty like-minded on a number of things. There has to be some level of excitement from Ollie of the opportunity to work for Hein and see what that's going to be moving forward. But is there a possibility that Ollie is not managing the Cardinals in 2026? Yes, that is, as much as I hope that doesn't happen, yes, that is a possibility.
The danger with that, And it's not really dangerous, but it's the reason that could happen, I think, is because sometimes when a guy takes over as GM, president of baseball operations, they want to have their guy. They want to be able to make the decision on the manager, because that's the most important hire they can make. And if it's a guy who was already there when they got there, a lot of times they're less likely to keep him around.
Yeah, but two things. First off, Heim's not walking in the front door when the season comes to an end. He's here. He's got a relationship with Ollie. So
right.
That's a little bit different than most situations. Hein probably knows right now whether or not Oliver Marmol is going to be the Cardinals manager next year or not, and there's probably not a whole lot that can happen between now and him officially taking over at the end of the year that can change that. The other thing I would say is I think Heim's got like bigger fish to fry here at the beginning of his tenure. He's got a manager in place, and it's the final year of his contract. Go do other stuff, and then if it becomes evident that the Cardinals need a new manager, you can make that decision for 2027 and beyond. I don't think changing the manager, if Heim is comfortable with Ollie right now, I don't think changing the manager is going to be a very fruitful endeavor.
No, it wouldn't matter who the manager is of this team right now, I don't think. They wouldn't be a playoff team. Okay, before the deadline, 5 o'clock, Arenado, Burleson, Donovan, all of these names have come. Newt Barr's name has come up. You think something else happens of significance?
Yeah, Phil Maton gets traded. That's the one that I You're never 100% sure of something, but I'm pretty darn close to 100% on that one. Maton didn't even travel with the team, so the team's pretty confident. That's a good sign that they're going to go ahead and get a deal done. I think the Cardinals pull off at least one other move, and it involves a position player. I don't know. I have no feeling towards, is it Arenado? Is it Burleson? Is it Donovan? Is it? I have no feel towards who it's going to be. Do they find a way to get Arenado out there? Like, again, but I think they move at least one position player here.
All right. We appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.